Opening bell on Wall Street, the Dow's up 110 points as we get started. On this Tuesday morning, after the Dow was up 300 points yesterday, so we're just shy of the 32,000-point mark, I'm Bob Clark. It's time now for our stock and business update with Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pavlos, of course, the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, as they call it, was passed by the Senate over the weekend. The House is set to take up a vote, perhaps as early as today. So who do you think the winners and losers are going to be once we get to this post-pandemic world?
Well, Bob, that's an interesting question. You remember the raging Cajun, James Carville, the architect of Bill Clinton's first presidential victory back in 1992.
Absolutely, and he's married to a Republican strategist, Mary Madeline, who was working with the Bush campaign. And back then, of course, politics were civil, and for the most part, Democrats and Republicans could live in the same house together and even be married.
Yeah, things have changed, but, you know, some things don't change. Remember what Carville said about being reincarnated?
Yes, he wanted to be reincarnated as a Bond vigilante so he could intimidate everybody. So are you saying that one of the winners in this post-pandemic world will be Bond vigilantes?
Yes, that's correct. Follow the money. Again, let me explain what a bond vigilante are.
Yes.
Bond vigilantes are the hedge funds and the Wall Street trading firms who basically are profiting from either interest rates going up or interest rates going down. Of course, they would like to see interest rates remain low because higher interest rates mean higher prices for consumers, squashing the potential economic recovery. Again, the bond vigilantes are back in action. We see them in action today, intimidating Washington, because now we have a $28 trillion-plus national debt and an ever-ballooning Federal Reserve balance sheet, which is now over $7 trillion. Just go to our website, myfinancialsense.com, and you can see it on the Resources tab how much it's increased just since 2008. Again, the stimulus and infrastructure bills are slated to add another $4 trillion to our debt, Bob.
Yeah. We're no longer measuring the enormous increases in our national debt by years. We're measuring it by months. And as the rates start to rise, Pavlos, will those Wall Street firms who control interest rates put pressure on the Federal Reserve to keep those rates low?
Yeah, well, just follow the money. Again, just remember one thing, follow the money. Again, they're the ones in control of Washington. Look who the new Treasury Secretary is.
Yeah, Janet Yellen, former Fed Reserve Chair under President Obama. She's a Wall Street insider, just like her predecessors for the last 30 years.
And so think about this. This artificial government-engineered recovery would not be good for political careers of the Washington elite. So whatever the bond vigilantes want, Bob, guess what they get?
And what do they want?
Lower interest rates, right? That means the big losers will be savers, like the elderly who buy bank CDs and rely on interest rates. The real interest rates, when you take out taxes and inflation, is actually negative. So this commodity super cycle and this generational storm, again, it's going to shift wealth to the younger, heavily debted generations. And again, they love inflation and a devaluated dollar.
Well, now, how do the listeners benefit from the vigilantes' assault on Washington?
Well, here are three things to think about. Keep it real. Invest in things that have a finite supply. Companies that extract, ship, store energy. We've seen gasoline prices go up. Of course, if you haven't seen the gas pump, you can check it out today, right? Food production has gone up. Go to the grocery store. Electricity, look at your P&M bill. And metals, things that can't be printed. Of course, lumber. Again, things that can't be manipulated by the bond vigilantes. Understand, number two, inflation is here to stay. The age of partisan politics, even the slimmest margin, Bob. Take a look at this stimulus bill being passed 51-49. Washington will push the envelope to get what it wants. And so, again, things that we use every day will continue to rise in price. And number three, see the bigger picture. Don't diversify. Of course, you want to diversify, but you don't want to diversify. Again, there will be a few investments to avoid during this commodity super cycle, like long-term bonds and zero-interest accounts.
All right, speaking of former Fed Chair Ben Bernanke, Cetera is hosting an exclusive conversation with him a week from this Thursday, March 18th at 12 o'clock. How can our listeners sign up for that Zoom call?
Yeah, Bob, we can be a fly on the wall and listen to that presentation, right, and see what the former Fed Chair has to say. Again, you can go to our website, My Financial Sense. Go to the tab, events tab, and you can log on and join us at that meeting, or you can just call us the old-fashioned way, 828-4068. And lastly, I mentioned securities and investment advisory services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Bob, have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you very much. Pavlos Panagopoulos with us here on 96.3 News Radio KKOV.